If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Sister Jean from Loyola. She is the chaplain of the Loyola men's basketball team, a role that she's had since 1994. Of course, you became internationally famous, Sister, back in, 2018 and 2021 during the Ramblers NCAA tournament runs?
Oh, I keep reliving those dates all over again many times. It was so much fun, and I've had so much fun today, too. It's almost comparable to that.
Happy birthday, Sister. So did someone make you a cake, I hope?
Oh, I had a huge cake and then a smaller cake and then other cake. And I'm going to have more cakes all the way to the end of the month.
Well, I hear that they've got you throwing out the first pitch at the Cubs game a week from today.
I have to gain my strength by eating more cake.
Yes, you do. It's always lovely to talk to you. I was thinking about talking to you on your birthday, because it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And I was wondering, what do you think is the greatest invention in your lifetime?
Oh, there's so many different aspects of media that has developed that it's very hard to say just one, because it's as though one was based on the other. Of course, I thought when electric typewriters came along, I thought that was great. And then we get correcto typewriters, and then we get finally get to computers. And each one seems to get better as it goes along. And now there are other things that are getting so much better and so much sophisticated that it kind of makes me a little concerned.
Absolutely. One of the things I'm concerned about, and everybody kind of laughs it off, but I am concerned about artificial intelligence. I'm concerned about AI. Is that something you think about?
That's the first thing I think about, yes. I think good things can come from that, but I worry about the misuse of it. And that's where we're going to have to start training elementary school children in addition to the high school and college students. We have to tell them there is a difference in academic integrity and AI. That's a big thing. And if little children can learn academic integrity, that would be a great move forward.
And so the more things change, the more they stay the same. And every year when school is back in session, I would imagine you see the excitement and people who are anxious and might be a little scared. Have you seen a great shift since COVID in the way students act or carry out their studies?
Well, our fall students are not back yet. They'll be back. They're moving in today.
Oh.
And we begin classes next Monday. But I have to say that fall of last year, those students had been under COVID for so many years. They were delighted to come to be in-person classes. And I can't tell you how many said, oh, it's so nice to talk to people. And I have to tell you, our faculty did a great job in their beginning classes, person-to-person classes in college, by creating many group projects for these young men and women. And the members of the group were diversified. So these students got to know people right away. And, you know, freshmen never come in to see me one at a time. It's always two. So I think they don't know just exactly what I'm going to say to them. So they come in and I say, well, did you two know each other before you got here? Oh, no, Sister Jean, we just met. Oh, where did you meet? And some of them met in the residence hall. Some of them met in the dining hall. And where are you both from? Two different states in the country. And it's just so much fun to hear how they made friends so quickly last year as a result of those group discussions. And I'm sure that the same process will go on this year, although the students who are here this year have been in school, in high school, for at least one full year and in person. So, but there's still a little anxiety among them. Mm-hmm. No matter when the freshman class comes, there's a little anxiety. For many, it's their first break from home. And there's greater anxiety, I would say, on the parents' part this year than before, because they're saying goodbye to maybe the last one and having an empty nest.
Yeah, yeah, that's always tough. We're talking with Sister Jean. Sister Jean from Loyola is 104 today. Did your parents live to this age, Sister?
Well, it comes from my dad. My dad died at 95, and his six sisters and two brothers died between ages of 90 and 95. So when I reached 95, I thought, well, God will want me pretty soon. But I'm still here.
Yeah. And, you know, we all cringe when we read that article in the Sun-Times where they asked you if you thought about death. I was like, oh, no, don't say that. But then, you know, I think we all do, right?
Oh, absolutely. We better be thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because we want to be prepared to meet the God who's waiting for us.
And you have absolutely no fear of that.
Well, I don't know. I say to myself, I hope I've been good enough to get there. People used to say the good die young, and I used to think I was getting pretty bad.
I don't think you have to worry about that at all. So what are you doing to practice to throw that first pitch at Wrigley other than eating cake?
Oh, well, I'm exercising my right arm because I'm right-handed, so I'm exercising my right arm, ready to throw that pitch.
Sister, I got to tell you, I threw out the first pitch 10 years ago. It showed up on my Facebook. It was a horrible memory. So let me give you this piece of advice, because my husband kept saying, don't release the ball too late. If you release the ball too late, it's just going to go into the dirt, and then it's just going to dribble across home plate. And, of course, you get out there, and I'm nervous, and I threw it, and I ended up releasing the ball too late, and it just went into the dirt. And Chris Sales, I was on the south side for this one, had to run forward and pick it up. Now, I don't think there's anything you could do that would cause embarrassment. For me, I was a Cubs fan on the south side. I was already embarrassed to be there. But so just that's my advice. Don't release the ball too late.
Well, the cameraman makes it look pretty good.
Good. Good. Well, is there anything that you want to share with anyone who hasn't reached the age of 104 that would give us inspiration that the life we're living is the best?
Oh, I believe that it is. Even though there are hard times outside of us, if we pray for those people, we know we're doing good. When I think of what's happening in our country, we're so much better off than people are in many other countries. And what I would say, keep living, keep enjoying yourself, never stop socializing with people, keep up with the times, and just enjoy the life that God has blessed you with. And eat well, sleep well, and pray well.
We love having you on this show. Well, I'll speak for myself. I do. I appreciate you, and I hope that this is the happiest 104th birthday you could possibly ever enjoy.
Oh, I think it is. It's been great. Students have been singing to me all day.
That's lovely. Happy birthday, Sister Jean.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. Lauren has your news next on 720 WGN.